Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. And, hey, you know, we're going to be doing another program after this, so you keep calling if you don't get through. Joining me today, here on March the 5th, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Does it get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen? No, it doesn't. Really, it doesn't. Hi, guys.
I don't think it gets any better than that. I mean, this is like the fearsome threesome on Cinco de Mayo.
It really is.
See, we're in Southern California, so we know what the 5th of March is. No, it's not. It's the 5th of Marcho. It's not Cinco de Mayo. What was I thinking?
What? That's the 5th of May.
I just was confused there all
yes,
of a sudden.
You were.
Yeah,
I was,
you are just
I
so excited.
Yeah, I was so excited.
Confused.
Yeah, I was confused.
But so excited about the day that everybody drinks beer, whatever they do.
Well, that's St. Patrick's Day. That's on the 17th.
That's
different, you know.
Oh, well, my goodness.
Anyhow, and your anniversary is right about now, is it not?
Yesterday, 3, 4, 5.
Congratulations. You know? I knew there was
never
something exciting.
Yeah. 13 years there, and I'll tell you, she's an amazing woman. It's so fun to be married to somebody that just gets so much more involved in church, ministry, impacting lives as you go along. I mean, she's got her own thing. It's just amazing how many women that she helps, and it's exciting. So a lot of people, you know, you think, how could you be married to a guy like that? Well, she's figured it out. So anyway, I'm glad that she had. If you have a question about anything, you can always call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you want to support a ministry that's interested in really transforming lives, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And for a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Sherry Keffer's brand new book, Intimate Deception. Mm-hmm. Here's what it's about. It's about people that deceive you and destroy intimacy as a result. Pretty clear, huh? But, you know, she really goes into great detail on how the deception takes place and how we can, all the security that we have can be destroyed as we become more and more intimate with somebody who becomes more and more deceptive and betrays us. It hurts. And this is a great book to help you heal from that. Well, I'm going to go right to the phones today. And we're going to, let's see who we're going to talk to here. Let's talk with Ann, Boston, Massachusetts, Sirius XM. Hi,
Hi.
Ann. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing all right. How can we help you?
Calling because I've been with my husband now for a little over 12 years, and I found out about a year and a half ago that he was addicted to pornography, had been before we even got together. And okay. He has been doing all the right things that I hear y'all talk about. He's connected with a four men's only group. He has an accountability partner. He's doing a 12-step program with someone from church. The issue, well, there's more healing to do, but my biggest issue is just trying to break down the wall of protection around my heart. This is my second marriage. My previous husband cheated on me with other men, which was devastating. My father has rejected me all of my life, so I recognize that these are male rejections that are piling up and have piled up, but it's now causing me to have difficulty to not to forgive my husband, but to re-engage with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, good use of words there.
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Mm. Yes.
I'll tell you, it is tough. Sounds like he is doing a lot of the right things, fortunately for you, though, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm very, very thankful for that, and it's been very freeing for him. It was a big block between, you know, him and the Lord. He wasn't, of course, you know, able to grow there, and it's changed.
Well, hold on. We're going to give you some help right after this. Hold on. We'll be back.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 16th through the 18th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and this is a great phone call because Ann's married to a guy who wasn't doing well, doing pornography. Now he's doing a lot of great things, but that doesn't just instantly make everything better. And it's something we try to get guys to understand when they come to Every Man's Battle. Mylon, I know you've got some thoughts here that you want to share with her.
Well, Ann, first of all, I think one of the things you're going to have to start, I love the identification you put upon this, that this is male rejection issues, and that, yes, it is. I mean, if your father has been rejecting of you, if your first husband cheated on you, your second husband has had a porn problem, I certainly understand how personalized you would take it. And what I'm going to share with you is may seem counterintuitive, but it would be to really grieve the comprehensive nature of your losses over the course of your own history. And to share that with your husband, to let him feel and see the pain of your entire, the whole history of your losses, and how and why this contributed. As my wife and I have shared with each other over the last 46 years, we've shared with each other our histories of pain and how the other person might be touching that place of pain and how hurtful it is. And then we've had compassion for one another. One of the most important parts of your husband's healing journey will be for him to have a view of you that is compassionate and that you're hurt in this area. But I would share with him your pain.
And Mylon, what I like about what you're saying, too, is one, it gives him an opportunity to be there for you and for you to express really the magnitude in context of your whole life, but also for him to be there for you in a way that says it's not all your fault. This isn't all about blaming you for what you've done. You're the bad person. No, his stuff fits in with your stuff, and it collided, and it hurts a lot.
It does.
So. Well, and all the more reason when we have somebody who's not doing what he is doing, who says, well, what have you done since you really just destroyed your wife's security in the marriage? And he says, well, you know, I'm reading the Bible. I'm praying more. Hey, listen, all of this stuff doesn't provide a healing inside the heart of a woman, much less if that's all you're going to do. You got to get with it. You got to get busy. I'm gonna suggest to you that you look at this book. I'll send this book to you, Intimate Deception. I think it'll be a great one for you. But I'm going to suggest that you go to this Restore workshop that we do, because that's where people find the healing that you need. And it can help you. It can help you put some things together that you need to put together so that you can have healing and be restored in the way that you deserve to be restored. So I'm going to put you on hold. I want to see if we can even get a scholarship for you. Maybe somebody would give so that you could go to that. But that could be very, very powerful. And sometimes, Steve, you know, you've got to do the grief work too, the really tough grief work, with a professional who knows grief work. Yeah, Milam. Yes, sir.
Well, I want to draw attention to the question you tell women who are dating men to ask the person they're dating. You see, Ann says, I didn't know this till a year and a half ago that this had been an ongoing problem that existed even before we were married. So what do you say? It's such a great question you posed to all women.
The sooner, the better that you ask the guy. So tell me about the situation with you and pornography. And then the guy, well, what do you mean? Well, tell me about pornography and you. And you just assume that they have had a problem with it, because almost every person does. Mm-hmm. And if they say, well, I don't want to talk about that, then you're done. If they say, yeah, you know what, I just fell right into that. And then I realized what I was doing, and I got help, and I went to this, and I did that. Well, now that's somebody that you could trust. But a guy that's, you know, you've really got to look at it. Now, I do know one guy. He never, ever had a problem with it. So you've got to be willing to hear that. But if that's true, you'll see that kind of character show up in a lot of different other areas of that person. But you got to talk about it. You got to ask him what they've done.
And this highlights the importance of premarital therapy. Before you marry anybody, you really need to investigate their history. Whether it's your first marriage, second marriage, third, or 12th marriage, investigate the history, because there is this saying in the business world, let the buyer beware. You know, you have to really investigate what this is that I'm investing into, and who is this person?
Right, and sometimes, especially I think in a second marriage, sometimes things will look different, right? And we think, oh, this person is completely the opposite of my ex-husband, but it just may be, you know, same issues, different outfit kind of thing, right?
Yeah. First, it's
just dressed up differently.
Just dressed up differently. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jill.
First, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing, and then it's a fox in sheep's clothing.
Exactly.
But it's just not good.
And on occasion, there's a sheep in sheep's clothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
On
occasion. That's what you want, right?
If possible.
Freud said something like that. Sometimes a sheep is just a sheep. Yeah. Let's go to Sherry Ann from Palm Desert, California, listening on Sirius XM. Hi, how you doing?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call in today, first off, just to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to I just got back from Restore this weekend. And I'm so thankful for
How
the scholarship. I don't even know if I can summarize it quick enough, but it was unbelievable. And the people who sponsored and gave us the scholarship, they've given us a gift, my husband and I, that we'll be forever grateful for. I had no idea when I bought my little car that it was going to introduce me through the XM radio to New Life. I listened to you guys for months. I'd heard stories of all these people struggling with sexual integrity in their marriage, and I couldn't believe how many calls you guys were getting. I never thought that I would be one of them. I was wrong. The minute I discovered that my fabulous husband, who I adored, had a pornography addiction, I knew exactly who to call.
Wow.
And it was such a relief to be able to know where to go when the shock hit me. And I was told by this wonderful counselor on the phone about the Everyman's Battle and about the Restore. I told him, I said, that's great, but you know what? I need help right now because I'm a mess. And he gave me a name of a counselor through New Life. He told me about tv.newlife.com, where I found how to confront your husband with sexual sin, and I rewatched it and watched it over until he came home. And I don't know if you guys have any idea what a godsend that was, because I was clueless on what to do. And I just it was a gift. My husband received a scholarship help to go to EMB. It was a game changer, total game changer. He is a new man. I know he's in the beginning, but he's a new man. And I went to Restore. I dismissed my need for it, and thankfully, I never listened to the lie. I cried. I laughed. I made new friends. I was heard. I was understood. It was unbelievable. I had no idea what to expect. I was just blown away. Shelley was beyond amazing, authentic, so full of the wisdom and the understanding and the help that I needed at this time. The breakout groups our counselor. I had been praying for the right counselor, and God handpicked a woman that I couldn't even begin to share.
That's great.
Just how much she touched.
Let me just ask you this real quick. Tell us the one thing that you think was most impactful for you. What would that be?
When I walked into the room and I looked into the women's eyes, we all understood each other's pain.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were safe. We were understood. And learning to dispel the lies, I think, was probably the biggest thing. Yeah. And the groups, the people that you interact with, I just feel like I was set free from the lies that I was believing and left with hope that I wasn't feeling before that.
Well, here's what I like, Sherri-Ann. You see the new man, and you cared enough to call and encourage somebody else. And I'm just very grateful for that. And I hope and pray that you continue on your journey. I'll send you a Life Recovery Bible because that's a big part of that journey. And I hope and pray that somebody listening to her will say, I need to go to this Restore workshop because it really does free you and help you heal when you've been betrayed. All right, let's go to, how about PC from Everett, Massachusetts. Hi, PC. Welcome to New Life. How can we help you today?
Hello, hi. My question is, how do I help someone that was a rape victim that wants to stay quiet to protect their family or to protect their emotion?
Okay, so tell us the situation. You have a friend that was a family member that was raped, and they don't want anybody to know.
It's a family member that disabled. That somebody was living their parents' roof that raped her like 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. And when she told me, I talked to her and we talked about it. And finally, I was able to convince her to talk to her parents about it. But her parents just told her to pray and ask God to help her.
And so now there's somebody that's a rapist out there that's about to rape somebody else, probably.
So I did call and talk to someone. And then I talked to her about what can be done if her parents are not willing to help her, but she's not willing to hurt her family or be hurt emotionally either. So she just said she'll just hold it in and just stay with the pain.
Okay.
But in the
now,
process,
did you talk to the police?
No, I have not, because I talked to her parents, and they were
to the
just.
Parents.
Not they don't want her to be talking to me.
Okay.
I talked to my husband and made my husband aware about the situation, so in case if anything has to be done. So
all right, well let's see what Mylan. Let's start with you, Mylan. What do you think here?
How old is this person who is the rape victim?
I believe she's about 20 right now, 2021.
Okay, and yet she is very much under her parents' control because her parents are telling her what to do and what not to do, and she's 20 years old.
And did you say she was disabled?
Yes.
Okay, so she's very dependent.
So does she live with them?
Yes.
Okay. And
that person don't live in the house anymore. The person that did that to her don't live with her.
I see. So, are you allowed to visit her without her parents around?
Well, I can go visit her anytime, but I don't know when her parents are in or not. And because they're my family members, and my parents are really close to them, and I know that's gonna create trouble to my part. But me and my husband are ready for it. But I don't know how she is emotionally to. Go forward with the process.
All right. Well, listen, PC, I love your attitude here, that you want to be an advocate for a victim. I love your attitude, and no matter, we're ready for it if people oppose us. And the thing that this girl needs more than anything is someone to validate her and love her, to tell her about the wrongness of what happened, to clear up her any guilt she might have, and to let her know she's not alone, that there are a lot of people that are victimized by other people every single day, and that there needs to be a voice for that. So I would boldly walk in to this woman's life, this young woman's life, and be a person who simply listens and mourns with those who mourn and weep with those who weep and get angry with her and validate her emotions.
Right. You're the one person that's willing not to just gloss over this and pretend it didn't happen, as if you could just move forward. And she's willing to sacrifice herself for the protection of this family. But let's start with you being that person. You, in a sense, being the kind of the lay therapist that just, as Mylan is saying, sits there, listens, and says, tell me what happened. Tell me how bad it hurts. Tell me how you're feeling about yourself now. Let's talk about this.
And I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. Maybe you guys could go over that together.
That's a good idea.
That could be comforting and healing. Good advice, Jill. Boy, what a thing that could be, just to have her there in the pain.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh, and I want to take a minute to tell you about our reintroduction to Club New Life. And if you're new to New Life, Club New Life is our monthly giving program where we ask you to donate $30 or more each month. And as a thank you for joining, we'll send you the complete set of 8 books in the Arterburn Wellness Series. 3 of those books have already been published, 3 more are coming out soon, and the last 2 will be coming out this summer. In addition, we are rolling out the brand new Club New Life video library on March 16th. This will only be available to our Club New Life family. You can call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE to sign up and know that your partnership is making a difference in the lives of hurting people. And there are other benefits as well, like having your name added to the New Life Wall of Transformation. There's so much to tell, so please give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out all of the details. Steve, back to you.
Well, it is our 30th anniversary, $30 a month. In honor of that, you become a member of Club New Life, and the benefits are pretty amazing. Those books are, that's a value of about $120 right there. So call us and let us help you help us with Club New Life.
Steve.
All right. Yes.
For this poor rape victim to not have somebody process with her, to have her have to hold that in the rest of her life. Jill and I were talking about this at the break, that unprocessed grief, violation, hurt, shame, guilt, all this stuff over time builds and builds and really actually builds exponentially inside mm-hmm. our heads and minds and hearts. And it can just be very destructive. We just want to say unprocessed pain.
Right. It becomes toxic. Mm. And so we were even talking about, for someone disabled, there are online resources mm-hmm. for groups for her to, you know, hear from other rape victims mm. and to really help to kind of normalize that shame that she's feeling so yeah. she doesn't wear that as something that keeps her down her entire life.
Mm. Yep.
Well, what a horrible thing, too, you know, just a horrible thing to go through this and your parents say, pray. Just pray. Mm.
Right.
Can't imagine. Just
yes,
horrible.
We want to do everything with prayer, but we need to also take some action steps, too.
Yeah. And that's what the Bible says.
Yeah, and
do.
That is it what says, the Bible says. It doesn't say just pray.
And do stuff.
Yeah.
You're
and,
right, Jill.
And do stuff. Right. And the dysfunction, the human dysfunction is, mm-hmm. oh, let's keep this quiet because it'll bring shame to the family. Right. And that's not okay.
Okay.
Not okay.
Well, let's go back to Jan, Colorado Springs, Colorado. And talk with her. Jan, how you doing? I believe it's KGFT. That's the station. Hi there.
Yes. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great.
Good. Thank
how
you.
How could we help?
Okay. I have a question that might be unusual, but it is a situation that I'm in right now. Approximately 145 days ago, I got a call from my daughter. Very unexpectedly telling me that her husband of approximately 18 years had let her know, which she was driving home from work, I'm leaving. I don't love you anymore. And because she was so distraught, I'm in another city, she called and let me know this and asked me to please come. And of course I did. I drove hours and got there, and I have been with her since. And my question for you is this the right thing for a mom to do? I didn't know the length of time this would be, of course, and I have concerns, and I don't want to be where I shouldn't be.
How long have you been there, Jan?
It's about 140 days right now.
Okay. Okay. And over that time, have things progressed, changed? What's developed?
What I see as tragic is that he will not communicate at all.
So he just said goodbye and then that was it?
Just walked away from everything, and there was holidays, anniversary, wedding anniversary, important things, nothing, the family, his side, surrounding her in the area where they lived most of these years, and they have just walked away like she was not even existent. Never any contact. Are you okay? Do you need anything? Can we help you? Can we say a prayer? I mean, nothing. Just left like she was not even a human being. And I've never seen such hurt and devastation.
Mm-hmm. That's extremely traumatic.
Daughter.
Hmm. Are there children? So are there children involved?
Well, thank God, no.
So is the question, have you been there too long? You want to know if you should leave? Is that what you're wanting to know?
Well, the question is that I have been very strong about being a good mom-in-law, and I stay out of everything, and I don't want to know things. And I feel their marriage is their business. When they left, as God says, you please to your wife, your husband, and at times, there was an attempt by him early in the marriage to keep calling me, and I finally just said, I will pay for you to go to professional counseling, but please do not call me anymore with things. You should be talking to someone that's skilled. And, you know, I was that kind of person. I have stayed out of their lives, of their business, you know. But until I got this call and was called, there is no way that I'm going to allow, you know, or let my daughter be alone like this.
Sure.
And be abandoned. And, then have tremendous responsibility.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back after this. Glad you called.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And I think, you know, just talking at the break here, Jan, we'd like to know a little bit more about your life outside of this. Would you agree with that, guys?
Well, I think her daughter's life. You know, I was curious if she lives someplace where it's only his family, and now everybody is cut off from her. Who else does she have where she's at? What kind of life has she made for herself in 18 years? And what's, you know, what holds her there? Where's her community?
He was her life. He's still, and her focus is her life.
Of course.
She's praying that he will return.
Okay. But did she have any friend outside of him?
There were friends, and some of them were family. Some at a workplace that she's very blessed to have wonderful people at work, but they do not know the situation, except for one person who is, you know, has the situation, has, you know, where she is. And because of her not being herself and her not being able to work at first, and him, of course, knowing something was very wrong because he had seen her work for a number of years and had not quite seen her upset like this, you know, she eventually, she just said there was a very serious problem.
Right, okay.
In the family. But at this point now, he does know what has occurred, but there is not anyone else there that does, which she wants it that way.
Well, but that's
I understand.
Yes and no.
Right.
Because, you don't just bombard everybody in your world with all of this, but at the same time, you need to have people who are close enough to you that the relationship could handle it and they could be there for you, or you go to communities that are containing and can deal with the long suffering of this, to be involved in a kind of support or grief group where other people are struggling with this kind of thing too. She needs to begin the process of really making sense of what has happened and kind of putting the pieces together. I think she needs to be in therapy. She needs places that are anchors in her life, that are safe, where there are people that know her story and she doesn't have to just be fake, because this is way too much to hold all by yourself. And it's wonderful that you have flown out there, and I think you did the right thing as a mom, but you've had to put your life on hold, and the answer is not for you to be there forever,
mm-hmm.
right? There has to be a transitioning, kind of a weaning, where you're there, but you go home sometimes, and you talk by phone, and you're kind of back and forth, and you gradually help her to reengage in a life for herself, even if it's not what she would have wanted or would choose.
And I'm just curious how you're able to be there for her for that length of time.
Well, I guess I look at it in a sense that God just gave me a window of time. I have a business, and I'm basically was trying to close it and retire. And it's something I've done for a long, long time. And so I have the freedom and ability to be able to be away, and fortunately could be here during a very, very painful time. Now, we've gone to churches trying to find a church because I was wanting to see her get involved in a group of her age, you know, women. It's just not found a church. She is, yes, in counseling and has been since the first week.
Good.
And they
are you. Are you every now and then? Are you every now and then talking to the counselor about how things are going?
Yes. 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 It is someone that was very wonderful counseling in my life, and it is someone that I was able to refer her too, and also there was someone else that knows both of them that she also had been talking to that had gone through something where I became aware once I was here that there had been a betrayal, and it was a year and a half long, and I was not, aware of it, and it was very shocking to me and very sad because it was him, and he agreed to go to counseling, but only went three times. And during that time, that was about probably a number of years ago, I want to say. But the counselor then, who has talked to her since, said if he doesn't continue counseling and he's going to quit after three, he will come again. It's going to be worse, and it's going to be more intense because another problem's going to pop up,
Okay. Do you guys think we've answered her question adequately?
Well, I'm not sure what the question was.
Well, the question was, am I being a codependent, like dependent upon person by being here like this? In other words, he's happy I'm here. Oh yeah, because I'm doing a lot of things that he ought to be doing.
Well, I think questions that you can do, Jan, to answer that is what needs are being fulfilled in my life by being here.
There you go.
You know,
that was why I was interested in knowing a little bit about her life.
Right.
Because
you might be satisfying some of your own emotional needs. By that I mean I might be assuaging some guilt. I might be somehow making up for disconnection. I might be paying back something. I don't know what's going on with you.
No, I can tell you. I can answer that quickly, and I think you'll understand. When I was growing up, I unfortunately, at around the age of 15, my mom became very ill and was not able to be with me at all through anything. Mm. I was through.
Mm.
And I went through some very hard
difficult losses. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I really needed my mom. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have her. And it wasn't her fault. But she cannot be there for me.
Okay.
And
so, Jan.
So that does answer the question.
Jan, not be able to be there for
yes,
my daughter.
Yes, that answers a question. You know, it's for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And your desire to be with your daughter, when your mom couldn't be with you, you know, and when you suffered loss, I get it. Now the question is, and I'm so sorry you went through that as a 15-year-old. I really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
But now the question comes, how do I then balance myself so that I'm not overcompensating? Because your daughter has to, at some level, she can pray all she wants. It's my gut says he's gone. And she has to begin let me finish my thought. She has to be able to move on as though he's gone instead of holding on as though he's coming back. Because she'll stay stuck in this place of hoping and praying, and she won't do the work necessary to let go and to begin to cut her ties and to begin to move on. There's a death here. She knows needs to go to a grief recovery class to deal with the loss and acknowledge it's a real loss. It's not going away. It's not going to, by magic, come back. Now, we can hope that it might change. But she needs to prepare for the fact that it doesn't look like it's almost a half a year now, almost.
Right. But it's a gradual process. And I think it's maybe, you know, I don't know all their issues, but a complete shock to her system.
Sure.
So it's going to be letting go incrementally. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes what's easier to think about is the idea of, okay, you're praying for a miracle while walking through the reality of what is right now. Because you have to deal with what is right now. And right now, he's not there, and he's not showing signs of coming back. Hmm. So she's got to plan for that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. Can I just interject one thing?
Yes.
There, and this is an unfortunate thing, but she will text him because mm-hmm. this has been something that a counselor encouraged her to do. She will text him, and he will text back, "I love you, and I miss you."
Okay, so he didn't completely walk away.
There's things that are going on text-wise, and then there was an agreement to meet, to have a discussion in this time frame soon here. Mm. And now it's been, we're backing away again, and, I can't talk because I'm too confused, and I have things in my mind I have to straighten out. And in this state, I know the laws, and it's a six-month period. You cannot file, you cannot do anything. Mm-hmm. And I know his friends, many are attorneys, and he knows the law.
He does.
And we're coming up on a six-month thing, and that's very concerning to me.
So he's trying to pacify her, perhaps, until he gets to the six-month mark. Is a possibility. But there's often a back and forth when someone, you know, because he's made this stand, but it took him 8 years or 18 years to make this stand, and there's a weaning that even the person who's leaving does.
Mm-hmm. We'll have more right after this.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're going to go to Rachel here, but we just want to say, Jan, you don't want to be standing in the way of the daughter making the progress she needs to make, and you don't want to be encouraging her to have false hope because maybe she's being manipulated. Anything else you guys want to add?
So that? Just that you want to encourage other people to be part of her community. And as you see that happening, and part of helping that to happen is you step back and allow other people to step in so that you're there, but you're not there in full force 24/7.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Rachel, Nashville, Tennessee, WNQM. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Great. How can we help you? Don't have a lot of time, but I sure wanted to get to your call.
I appreciate it so much. I'll get straight to the point. What advice can you give me on if, well, my husband, he does not like to deal with conflict at all. He avoids it. He's an avoider. And I've scheduled a counseling and he'll go, but it's not like he wants to resolve anything. We watch marriage documentary as far as working marriage. Nothing's implemented. And I do not know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What would you like him to implement, Rachel?
Goodness gracious. Simple communication, healthy communication.
Anything.
Conflict resolution, showing me you love me, have sex with me. I mean, I can go down the line, sir.
Okay.
And I'm lost.
Well, I don't blame you. I that would be a lost place, and I just want to say that's a horrible place. Now, but your goal is to have him begin to have emotionally focused conversations with you. To begin to learn, it's less about conflict resolution. It's more about learning to emotionally connect. That may sound less intimidating to him. And just to express the fact that you are longing for and look forward to an emotionally intelligent conversation. And that takes time to learn. He will have to learn to do that. We're not trained. We don't know how to do that. Nobody ever trained us to have conversations. So the ability to have an emotionally focused conversation would meet a lot of your needs, I believe, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. But this is the thing that irritates me. So he has been trained and he can facilitate numerous study groups with student curriculum and teaching people how to do this, but he does not do it himself.
Right. So
now, well, you know, but
so
the thing is,
head.
Yeah, a lot of people can do stuff in front of people, but you can't do things with people.
Well, I have one more thing then. Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Is I would ask him, Rachel, what do I make you feel like, or how do I make you feel? How do I, Rachel, make you feel when I'm in your presence? What do you feel? Because he could feel frightened. He could feel, I don't know. But you need to ask that question because that may be your barrier.
Okay.
What would be an expected answer that he might have, Mylon? A couple of options she might hear. That maybe you make me feel intimidated or you make me feel...
I'm frightened. You overwhelm me. I get anxious around you. My internal panic level goes up to a 10 when you walk in the room. And to really begin to find out what happens inside your husband, what happens to his heart rate, mm-hmm. what happens to his breathing, what happens to the adrenaline and the cortisol, which are stress hormones, when you start a conversation with him. You sound desperate, but I don't mean that in a punitive, I know, and
right,
I don't mean
in
that
a
in a punitive
sense.
Way. I know you're desperate, and so when he's around your desperation, what does that make him feel? You see, a class does not evoke and provoke in him desperate, you know, those feelings of fear. They're neutral, but you're not neutral. I would start there.
And also, a good question is, honey, is there anything that I do that makes mm-hmm. you kind of want to shut down? Or is there anything that I could do that would make you kind of feel more open and safe and just talk about it?
Is he willing to talk about anything? Like, sorry, Steve.
Let me find Rachel here.
Okay.
Over and over again. He does not like to address feelings.
He doesn't like to address feelings. So he'll intellectualize.
No, ma'am. Hugely. We've been to a therapist, and he tells me, he's like, you've got to get on your emotional level. You've got to get away from the intellectual level.
Okay.
There's no connection intellectually. You've got to get emotional, and he just refuses to go there.
Well, that has a backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in his past, emotions harmed or scared him. That's question number two. You know,
well, and his natural bent, Mylan, may be more of a thinker,
absolutely.
Right? So when you say, how do you feel, he's like a deer in headlights. And mm-hmm. so someone like that, you may have to start with, tell me what you think, and almost approach emotions as if you could think about
mm-hmm.
them,
mm-hmm.
as a place to introduce him to the
there
idea.
You, mm-hmm.
you know,
that's a good
what do you
point.
Think about how I'm feeling?
Sure.
Right?
There you go.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Good.
But those are the questions you're trying to figure out.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Well, we're almost out of time, and I'm going to send you the book by Dave and Jan Stoop on smart love. It's about emotional intelligence, and maybe there'll be some discussion there that could help you. I'm also going to send you How We Love. That is the ultimate book on the backstory. So my aunt said, there's a backstory there. Well, it's in.
Right.
How We Love and How We Don't. So I'll send that to you.
You could
also
use the books to say, let's have a class with each other. Let's teach each other what we've learned.
Why don't you teach me
reading?
Chapter one right now?
Yeah.
Chapter one is on why I don't talk. Okay, here we go. So off you go. All right, good idea.
Good question, Rachel.
Yep, sure is.
Sorry,
well,
she's frustrated.
I know. So frustrating.
Let me tell you a story. Mark Hargrave told us that a woman called in and said that she had never heard of our show before she ran across it on the dial. She was trying to change the stations, but for some reason, it wouldn't let her change the station.
Wow.
She thinks that might be God's intervention. So she just kept listening. She was really blessed by the show and called to order the Attention Deficit Disorder book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder, and Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder. It's amazing what happens when you support us. We buy the radio time, and we're there when somebody needs us. It could be life-changing. And we want to thank you for doing that. Thank you to every person that's called, every person that has said, hey, we need some help. We thank you, and we thank those that have provided the money for those folks to get an answer that just might change their life, or a book, or a resource. We're all in this together. New Life's trying to use your money to reach the people that are listening who need the help. It's just that simple. Whenever you do support us, whenever you give us some help, we want to say thank you. And we'll do that with Intimate Deception, a wonderful book all about betrayal and healing by Dr. Sherry Keffer. If there is anything we can do to help you, we'll try. We won't sin to do it, but anything short of sin, kind of, we'll try to do it to help you. We really do want to help you. And we want you to help us. We want you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, I want to be a supporter. I want to be a backer of this life transformation process. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got workshops coming up. Every Man's Battle is this Friday, March the 9th in Dallas, Texas. Boy, that's going to be an powerful event, and some guys that were headed one way, they're not going to be going that way any longer. Take Your Life Back is March the 16th, and so a lot of people that were controlled by their past won't be after that one. And then Intimacy and Marriage is July the 20th in Washington, D.C. We want to help you. We love you. We care about you, but you got to call us first. And that phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Same number if you want to help or if you want to help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Thank you, Milan Yurkovich. Thanks to all of you who listen, watch, and pray. We love you. We appreciate you. Hold on and call us, 1-800-229-3000, for another program right after this. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.